Two new exhibits opening on Saturday, September 26th. Expedition Earth and Bench Press, Please Be Seated, Please. From interactive exploration around our world to awe-inspiring craftsmanship, these two exhibits have something to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale is coming up on Saturday, October 3rd. Members and non-members will enjoy discounts on regular nursery prices. Don't miss this chance to save big on plants during this key season for planting perennials. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
My son was in Iraq. He spent a year there. He got the Bronze Star. He got the Conspicuous Service Medal. He was not a loser. He was a patriot, and the people left behind there were heroes.
Really?
And I resent
Are you talking about Hunter?
I'm talking about my son, Bo Biden. You're talking about
I don't know, Bo. I know Hunter.
Yeah,
Hunter got thrown out of the military. He was thrown out, dishonorably discharged.
That's not true. He wasn't dishonorably.
Cocaine use. And he didn't have a job until you became vice president. Once you
None
became
of that
vice president,
true.
He made a fortune in Ukraine, in China, in Moscow,
that is simply
and various
not
other places.
True.
He made
my son,
a fortune.
Gentlemen, my son.
And he didn't have a job.
My son, like a lot of people we know at home, had a drug problem. He's overtaken it. He's fixed it. He's worked on it. And I'm proud of him.
But why
I'm
was
proud
he given
of my
tens
son.
Of millions
All right.
of
But he wasn't given
right.
tens of millions
of
That is totally, that
President
is
Trump.
Totally
President
discredited.
Trump, you've already been
totally
already
discredited.
And he's got an eye for the strippers. Who doesn't?
Hey,
Hunter, you're a loser.
Girls are very athletic.
No,
it's a sport, really.
Well, it's an art form.
I just
want our listeners to stand back and stand by. Stand around, stand down.
Stand back and stand by.
Stand over there, stand on one foot, stand up and stand by your man. All right? Okay, thank you. I think you know what I mean.
Don't stand so close to me.
Right. Oh, that's a good one.
Keep yapping, man.
Oh, boy. So
at some point, before we get back into the debate, just let me say this for the record. I would like to have a discussion with Sean analyzing the baseball wild card races based on a fight to the death between the mascots.
Oh, yes.
That's a good one.
And I think there's some intriguing matchups. And in the wake of the near fight to the death last night, I just think the crowd is primed and ready.
Well,
they got blood coming out of their eyes, coming out of their, you know.
You're whatever.
Right.
Speaking of debates.
Oh, boy.
So the baseball playoffs start today, but that's the first round. The NBA finals are tonight. You want to talk mascots, you got a Heat taking on a Laker. I got to like the Laker in that.
Well, I don't know. There's evaporation to consider, but who knows?
Yeah, so if the Heat are hot enough, the lake will just become a dry bed.
But are the Heat that hot, or can you just jump in the lake and cool off whenever you want?
Right.
I'd say the history of, because the series lasts, what, a week and a half? No lake evaporates in a week and a half. I like the Lakers in this one.
Is LeBron heavily favored to win a title with his fourth different team? Is that right? Or third?
One, two.
He's a mercenary.
Three different loyalty.
Yeah.
Three different teams winning a title. That's amazing. The title goes with him. That's incredible.
They are the favorite, yeah.
Okay.
Not a huge.
I couldn't
favorite.
Name a single person on the Miami Heat. Lonzo Mourning still play for them?
No, he does not. No.
Wayne Wade?
No. Also retired.
Huh. Shaq.
No.
Oh, no, he played for Orlando, didn't he?
No, he played for the Heat as well.
He played for the Heat as well.
With
yeah.
Dwayne Wade, yeah.
Yeah.
Won a title with. My little white guy, white chocolate.
Oh, Jason Williams.
Yes, Jason Williams.
Oh, yeah. Double nickel. How about that?
Anywho.
Take a deep breath. We can do this. What?
As I tweeted a lot last night. I was out of control. As the world's oldest democracy, other democracies are looking at this and saying, oh, I see why this is so popular.
I think we may have lost a little luster last night.
Is the way to go about this is you step backwards and think, how do the two major parties choose these people to be the candidate? Maybe that's where you start.
Oh, absolutely. My daughter and I, she is into voting patterns and data analysis in this. She's about to graduate from college, and that's her field she's probably going to go into. And we talk about this a lot, and we've traded back a couple of articles about the way the primaries work now and the reasons they work this way, the pressures, you know, 1968 led to, and then there was the debacle where Reagan, blah, 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 and how we got to this point. We're at a bad point. The way the parties choose candidates is dumb. And they really ought to reform. And there'd be jaw flapping and whining on cable news about, I'm not democratic enough. Shut up. But that's the proper response.
But
let's try it once or twice, because the current system blows.
But I am a big believer in we get the government we deserve. Mm-hmm. It is matched up so many times. We're all running our credit cards at the limit. So's the government. What a shock. That doesn't matter to us. Do you hear anybody howling? Other than us, that national debt didn't come up last night? I don't.
No.
I took in a lot of cable news coverage afterwards. There wasn't anybody saying, and the fact that they overlooked the national debt, nobody cares. Nobody cares about that. Come on, I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Unsustainable entitlements. Just flat out simple math. My fifth grader could do it. This will go broke in a few years without major change. You can't. You can't even get that in a Republican nomination debate,
right,
alone on the main stage where the Democrats don't care about it.
It's like a cocktail party where people just yawn and turn their backs and walk away from you. It's very hurtful. You cannot get a conversation
going. There's a reason for it. People don't care. I don't know what people think. I guess they just think it'll fix itself or I'll be dead by then. I don't know
that's
what people think. That's the one?
Well, either that or we're separated into our camps. And as we were discussing before, the only thing that matters at this point is the low information voter.
Good.
People who know nothing about nothing. That's why you want to rock the boat. You want to get as many dumb people as you can. Occasionally, I'll throw in the caveat, maybe they're just too busy living their lives. And for that, I absolutely have sympathy. But mostly it's people who do not have two wits to rub together, and they are treated by the political pros like cattle. They're either frightened into running this direction or enticed by food to run in that direction.
There's food?
And that's what a lot of politics is for. And those of us...
Is it in the other room?
Those of
us... Is it pizza?
It doesn't appear to be here.
I got to be right back. I'm going to go look for the food.
Those of us who like to jaw about ideas and policies and long-term implications and blah, 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 we are so whistling in the wind. The pros, the political pros are saying, would you shut up? I have cattle to frighten.
Right.
That's the reality of democracy. Nobody wants to say that out loud on cable news, but I don't care. I'll say it.
I noticed the candidates did not shake hands afterwards. I think usually
Nor
you
before.
Do.
Nor before. That was the policy that was announced.
Oh, because of COVID. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there was a reason for it. Yeah.
Look at you trying to stoke fights.
Then the wives came out. Melania wears the highest high heels of any first lady ever.
Very attractive gal.
Yeah, and I can't even imagine how you could walk. Maybe she probably doesn't have to walk very far. But she...
I think women get good at it.
I don't know anybody who wears heels that high. I mean, just... That's got to be 5 inches.
Hunter Biden's girlfriend does.
They're clear.
Oh, what was your line, Michael, that you said Biden should have hit him with? As a go.
Oh, do you want him to drive me... No, I don't remember. What was it?
Here, I'll find it.
I hope somebody remembers it.
I do remember. I got to bring it. I thought it was a pretty good line, though. Biden could have hit him if you wanted to get, if you wanted to get in the mud and really get into it.
Oh, is his mail order bride? Has she gotten citizenship yet?
Yeah, that's true. So your mail order bride get citizenship? Or seems like a fine woman.
Oh my, that's inappropriate.
But so she walks out there in her high heels, stomping like a model, and they don't hug or anything. I noticed. Just kind of, hey,
no,
how you doing?
They're a tad distant.
And then,
she
Joe and his
job.
Wife practically, did it right there in the carpet.
Oh,
I mean, they're in their affection.
Wow, that's coarse.
His wife had a mask on for some reason.
Melania did, too, when she was sitting in the audience, but she took it off when she walked up onto the stage.
Jill didn't. She doesn't want to get the vid from the old man. He's pushing 80.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't see the food out there, Joe. I don't know what you were talking about.
Well, my friends, yes, we will bring you more lights of the debate. I refuse to call them highlights, although there were some.
What a long, strange trip it is for Joe Biden if he ends up being president, or especially Kamala Harris. I mean, that whole thing is crazy. Joe Biden had zero chance of being the nominee. Zero. Right. He finished fourth in Iowa. He finished fourth in New Hampshire. He got killed by, I think it was 40 points in Nevada. But everybody rallied around the idea that Trump will win 47 states against Bernie or Elizabeth Warren.
Right.
And everybody rallied and found a way, including Barack Obama and people behind the scenes, Pelosi and Schumer, everybody, to get Biden, you know, all the momentum going that direction. So yep. That was a shoestring catch. Not because people were excited about it. It's just like, we're going to lose if we don't have Biden. And then Kamala Harris, she quit before the first race.
Right.
And she might be president in a couple of years, because there's no way in hell Joe Biden's president for 4 years.
Nope. Nope.
Is there anybody believes he'd be president 4 years
from
now?
That would be astonishing.
It would be. It would be.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, just for fun, give me a clip 37, would you, Sean? This is a humdinger right here, folks.
And so you take a look at what he's actually done. He's done very little. His trade deals are the same way. He talks about these great trade deals. You know, he talks about the art of the deal. China's perfected the art of the steal. We have a higher deficit with China now than we did before. We have the highest trade deficit
China
with
ate
Mexico.
Your lunch. All right, China ate your lunch, Joe.
Boy, I get why Biden would try to portray Trump as soft on China. That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous, but he's trying to blunt a point in Trump's favor. Trying to muddy the waters, as they say.
What was your favorite part of the debate? Text line 415-295-KFTC. We're playing the hits. Just give us a call and we'll play you the hit. What's your favorite hit from the debate?
Request lines open.
Keep yapping, man.
Yeah.
Armstrong and Getty.
You're on edge all day and you sleep horrible at night. If that sums up your new normal, you'd be wise to explore CBD. You've heard a lot about the impressive potential health benefits of CBD, right? It's the powerful extract from cannabis. There's no hype. It's legal, and you do not need a prescription when you shop online at cbdistillery.com, the experts to trust. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of CB Distillery customers reported that CBD helps them stay calm, but it gets better. An impressive 90% said they sleep better with CBD. Look, if more calm and better sleep are important to you, now is the perfect time to have CBD delivered straight to your door. And with over 250,000 customers, cbdistillery.com is the source to trust. And right now, get 20% off when you enter radio at checkout. Again, enter radio for 20% off at cbdistillery.com. cbdistillery.com.
My dog, Mojo, was half beagle and half coonhound. He ate everything in sight. He would swallow things whole, including a chicken carcass, a bird nest with a bird in it, and assorted stones and sticks. We had to take him to the veterinary emergency room. After surgery, Mojo had skin issues. He was constantly itching and scratching, chewing on his feet, and chewing the hair right off of his legs, being irritated, lethargic, and just not the same dog.
DINOVITE.com.
When we put him on the Dynavite, he took right to it. All of these symptoms disappeared.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Something that he actually likes to eat. You need to put him on Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
If you love your dog, you don't just want him healthy, you want him to be happy.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Why is the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed your answer to better health and wellness? It's proven quality sleep. Any more questions?
Yes, I'm always freezing, and he overheats.
It's temperature balancing, so you can sleep better together.
But can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable.
So I'll have more energy for yoga.
Yes, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep.
Namaste.
Namaste to you, too. And now save up to $700 on select new Sleep Number 360 smart beds, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones, So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless heads.
And I just want to say, he's lucky to have a brother like you.
Lucky? Caring for my brother is far from easy. But he's a part of me, like my arms and legs, so I'll be his. No time for tired. Nothing can disable this love. He needs me, but I'm the lucky one, even though I need help now and then.
If you're caring for a loved one, visit aarp.org/caregiving for care guides and community. Support for your strength. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're getting that look in your eyes.
Welcome to Lame 105, the soft sounds of the 70s. The great Mac Davis. Baby, come up, baby. Don't get hooked on me. Sad news, everybody. Mac Davis has passed.
Really?
Even worse news. Well, nobody's more bad news. Helen Reddy has passed.
How did Helen... I heard Helen Reddy died. How did Helen Reddy and Mac Davis die on the same day? That's weird.
God moves in mysterious ways, Jack.
Boy, if you're a
Trapping
soft...
and weather on the together coming up.
If you're a soft hit to the 70s, Mac Davis and Helen Reddy on the same day, it's like Shakespeare and Cervantes dying on the same day.
It's a lot like that, yes. Yes.
Not a joke.
Adams and Jefferson.
Hit me, can
I'll tell you what, if I'm David Gates of bread, I'm checking myself into the ICU.
Oh, jeez.
Just saying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If Jim Croce weren't already dead, he'd have put on a helmet today. Other than I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar, what's the Helen Reddy hits? I used to think Helen Reddy, when I was a kid first like discovering that I liked women, I thought Helen Reddy was the hottest chick in the world.
Angie Baby?
Oh, yeah. Oh, geez. What a terrifying song.
Oh, there was another one. I'm missing another obvious one. I Am Woman, and there was another huge hit she had.
When I would thumb through Parade magazine, this is an old guy rant or a story. When I would thumb through Parade magazine, and it would be the 13 albums for 1 cent, and I'd like kind of think about what 13 albums I would get. Though my mom would never let me sign up for one of those record clubs because she said you'll regret it.
Yes, she was right.
I never did.
Ain't no way to treat a lady.
Yeah. I would regularly pick Helen Reddy's greatest hits as my 13 albums I would get for a penny.
Oh, I saw a dragon. That sounds like a song I'd like.
I don't remember that one.
I don't either. But to be fair, I don't know most of her stuff.
But so Helen Reddy, I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar, was the same year as the ERA amendment. 72, I think, or 71.
I'll take your word. It's all a little hazy.
Yeah, but anyway, it was a major moment in our political history of, women coming to the forefront, getting equality, that sort of thing. I'm for all that. The Equal Right Amendment was a horrible idea, and still was a horrible idea.
Oh, yeah, it's terrible.
But equality, and I don't think 70 cents on the dollar and all that crap that some of you believe. You know, look at your law schools, look at your medical schools, look at your veterinary programs, look at college campuses, period. Women, we got to worry about the boys.
Yeah.
At this point. But anyway, big political movements and changing times and everything like that. What are we in right now? What are we in right now? I don't even know what we're in right now.
It's awfully close to just chaos.
Henry Kissinger said it a couple of years ago. I saw it on a podcast, and this was true a couple of years ago. It is performative now rather than policy.
Mm-hmm.
It's all performative.
Yeah.
And people are screaming and yelling about what an awful debate it was. Jay Cost said, and I got his tweet right here. I hope I can find it.
It's like you're picking your favorite character on a TV show as opposed to picking a financial advisor.
Yeah, Jay Cost.
That's how politics has changed.
Jay Cost said, cable news has profited off turning politics into spectacle, and now they have the temerity to bemoan it. You elevate...
Jay Cost puts words together good.
Yeah, he does.
I'll talk pretty someday.
You elevate Kamala Harris by saying, I was that little girl, ooh, ooh, and you make that the moment of the debate. It was stupid. From a policy standpoint, it was moronic. It made no sense. It didn't own Biden. It made her look like a crackpot.
But it was a gotcha.
It was a gotcha. And they elevated that to the moment, not just of that debate, but of all the Democratic debates.
Yes.
Well, then that's how you get Trump doing what he did last night, because that's what you reward.
Well, and as we said, there was a clip earlier where Trump just laid the wood to Biden. It was great. And the only reason it was great, because Biden refused or refrained from interrupting Trump. And, you know, if I'm on Biden's side, I'd have said, you know, he should probably interrupt every single thing he says so he never gets a clean shot in, which is a hell of a way to run your debates and your politics. Speaking of absolutely elevating that stuff and turning it into a gotcha fest and then having the temerity, a fancy pants word, to then say it's horrible. Do we have the long version of Snuffleupagus? That was the immediately after the debate, because I was taping a couple channels, and I wanted to monitor a couple live. The second it ended, I switched ABC and heard Snuffleupagus.
But I have to speak personally here as somebody who's watched presidential debates for 40 years, as somebody who's moderated presidential debates, as someone who's prepared candidates for presidential debates, as someone who's covered presidential debates. That was the worst presidential debate I have ever seen.
Well, there's not a close second. There haven't been that many. We had one in 1960, and then not again till 76. So there haven't been that many presidential debates, televised debates. That was easily the worst one.
There was
one.
A 16-year gap between televised debates?
Wow. Yeah, they're not inevitable.
Yeah, well, we talked about that the other day. There was the weird fairness doctrine, and where you have to give equal time. And they thought, how do we get around this? Because then every candidate that's running, the Green Party, the Libertarian, is going to say, I need to get it. They came up with a way around it. Some college hosts the debate, and the news organizations come and carry it. You can't stop me as a college from having these two people debate.
Right, and we're just covering it.
And nobody figured that out till 76. But anyway, there haven't been that many. But of the ones they've had, in terms of getting information, last night was easily the worst.
Tell you what, I'd like to hear Joe Jorgensen on the stage, the Libertarian candidate. I don't agree with her on everything, but she's sensible.
Keep yapping, man.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you went through all that just to wind up doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Visit lexiconservices.com/go to see what we can do for you.
Attention SSI and other federal benefit recipients. If you did not file a tax return last year and have children under 17, you must act now to get the $500 economic impact payment per child this year. You must provide the IRS your child's information by September 30th. Go to IRS.gov and use the non-filer tool by September 30th. That's IRS.gov. This message produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Paid for by Adam McElveen for Reading City Council 2020.
Hi, I'm Adam McElvain, Mayor of Reading, and I'm running for re-election to the Reading City Council. I am a father, husband, veteran, business owner, Simpson graduate, and our current mayor. I started attending council meetings in 2006 and served as a city commissioner for over 7 years before winning a seat on the council in 2016. I have kept all the promises I made to you 4 years ago and want to continue that good work. Our police department is stronger, faster, and more well-trained. Total crimes have dropped every year, and response times to emergency calls have dropped significantly. Our fire department is the biggest it's been in our city's history, and we are far better prepared to fight wildfires. Also, due to the help of streamlined policies and reduced fees, our city is experiencing investment not seen in a generation. I would be honored to serve you for 4 more years and ask for your vote on November 3rd for Reading City Council.
Hey, Linda, show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery, everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go!
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
We have ended this segment. We're going to move on to the second segment.
That was really a productive segment, wasn't it? Keep yapping, man.
The people understand, Joe. 47 years, you've done nothing. They understand.
Oh. All right.
That was the end of the first segment, and it got worse from there, actually.
Oh, it did.
Yeah.
It did.
That was the most gentle segment. Have we played? I'm trying to figure out. I want to make sure we play everything. Did we play 41? Can we play? It's just short.
Hold on. Wait a minute. You get the final word, Mr.
Well, it's hard to get any word in with this clown. Excuse me. Let me just say,
he called him a clown several other times, but for some reason that time, he thought I shouldn't call the president a clown.
Not so that was undignified.
Oh, boy. That's something. But this is actually somewhat substantive. This is getting into the various extremist groups, and well, play the Brian Kilmeade clip on this, because I think...
He's a half-wit.
Brian Kilmeade?
But Donald Trump blew the biggest layup in the history of debates by saying, not condemning white supremacists. I don't know if he didn't hear it, but he's got to clarify that right away. That's like, are you against evil? Why the president didn't just knock that out of the park, I'm not sure.
I usually like Brian Kilmeade. I shouldn't have called him a name. Number one, it's white supremacist. Secondly, you're letting the left label groups. You're just accepting anyone they want to call a racist. You're saying, okay, MSNBC called them a racist, so are you against them, sir, because they're racist? Brian, that's the whole point. The words. The left has always understood this. Change the meaning of the words, and the common people will think you're still using the same meaning, and they will go along with you. Marx knew this. Marx talked a lot about that. Not Groucho, either. Carl.
Chico? Zeppo?
Nor Richard. No. Carl freaking Marx.
Here's the moment we're talking about from the debate.
You have repeatedly criticized the vice president for not specifically calling out Antifa and other left-wing extremist groups. But are you willing tonight to condemn white supremacists and militia groups and to say that they need to stand down and not add to the violence in a number of these cities, as we saw in Kenosha and as we've seen in Portland?
Sure,
are you
I'm
prepared
willing
to specifically
do, that, but
do it?
But I would say almost everything I see is from the left wing, not from the right wing.
So what are you saying?
I'm willing to do anything. I want to see peace.
Then do it, sir.
Say it. Do you want to call them? What do you want to call them? Give me a name.
White supremacists and right
wing. Who would you like me to condemn?
Proud supremacists and right
wing. Proud Boys, stand back and stand by.
All right.
Will do.
I'm not sure what stand back and stand by means.
I'm absolutely sure.
But then Biden
and then asking him call out names and then let them define who's what. It's just a bad idea.
His first impulse was, yeah, sure. Whoever you want me to condemn, I'll condemn him. He should have just gone with white supremacists. I condemn white supremacy.
Yeah.
I don't believe in it.
In my fondest dreams, he would have said, the problem, though, is critical race theory people and Black Lives Matter call everybody a racist merely for disagreeing with them.
They say your white 6-year-old was born a racist.
Right.
Do you and believe, can't change.
Joe Biden, do you believe your grandchildren are racists? That would have been a good one.
That would have been good.
Yeah.
That would have been a good. Yeah. If you're a little smarter, more versed in this stuff, that would be great. You see, you turn to
Joe
Biden.
Did you use the word smart?
Do you believe your grandkids are racist? He'd say, of course not. Well, critical race theory says they are, and that's what they're teaching in our schools and in our government currently, at taxpayer expense, by the way.
Yes.
And that's what I just eliminated, and you and Chris Wallace beat me up for it.
What he said. Right there. Drop the mic.
Anyway, but Joe Biden also did not denounce Antifa, because he says it's an idea, not an organization, and left it at that.
Please. Classic insurgent cell organization. Nobody knows who anybody else is except by code and a single contact. It's old school. Hey, give me 44, would you please? This is a big moment.
We closed it down, and now we're reopening, and we're doing record business. We had 10.4 million people in a four-month period that we've put back into the workforce. That's a record the likes of which nobody's ever seen before. People know what to do. They can social distance. They can wash their hands. They can wear masks. They can do whatever they want. But they got to open these states up. You got to open these states up. It's not fair. You're talking about almost it's like being in prison. And you look at what's going on with divorce. Look at what's going on with alcoholism and drugs. It's a very, very sad thing. And he'll close down the whole country. This guy will close down the whole country and destroy our country. Our country is coming back incredibly well, setting records as it does it. We don't need somebody to come in and say, let's shut it down.
You know, as usual, the president, just too vague. He doesn't have specifics handy. Something, and it's easy to Monday morning quarterback. I will absolutely grant that.
Oh, yeah, I might just stand up there and whip myself with my teeth chattering if I had 100 million people watching.
Not a good look. Not a good look at
not
all.
Not a good look.
Not presidential.
Certainly not. On the other hand, how about, you know, include the mental health of the children, or perhaps even more persuasively say, if you shut down hard again, you will end millions of American small businesses. The backbone of the economy is small businesses. They will go away. We've already lost 300, whatever it is, 1.4 million small businesses. Those jobs have gone away. They will not just restart the minute you open it. We are killing our economy right now, and we have to balance fear of the COVID with fear of ending the American economy. You know, something like that. And he went there, more or less.
Did you know that James Comey is being grilled right now by the House Senate Judiciary Committee?
Yes.
And Mike Lee of Utah just said to James Comey, you don't seem to know anything about the investigation you ran. So apparently James Comey's doing a lot. I'm not aware of that, or I don't recall that, or that sort of thing, which
we'll
is a classic.
We'll be heavy on that tomorrow.
Sure. But yeah. How about the fact that that's going on right now?
Yeah, if I were in charge of scheduling big camera-ready hearings in the Senate, I might have checked my calendar. Although tomorrow's news cycle, we'll have digested it and edited clips and the rest of it, and we will.
Did Lindsey Graham have the flexibility to schedule that? He's the chair of the committee.
Yeah, absolutely. But
then why would he schedule it the day after the debate? Did he think they needed a topic to change? The day after the debate, I wonder?
No, I don't think so. Lindsey
Graham planned that.
No. Especially given how excited everybody is about this story. It's gotten completely squashed. Nobody's carrying it. Although, again, tomorrow is another day.
You know what tomorrow is? It's another day.
I disagree.
The sun will come out.
All right. So,
stand back and stand by.
Stand back and stand by.
You know I should.
Until tomorrow.
Why wouldn't I?
Right. And we'll have clips of James Comey lying. Obfuscating.
The lanky
talk.
The lanky lawman. What's the next debate going to be like?
I've got to believe those in charge of it are asking that very question right now.
It's possible that the Biden crowd thinks that was awesome. That was awesome. We're not upset. We're not mad that Trump interrupted a lot. That was awesome. We think that was great for us. Let's do another one of those. Can we do one tomorrow? Mm. They might be thinking that. I don't know.
Well, and they might be completely wrong.
They had great fundraising numbers. Maybe that's the magnet of dragging them back to do another one, too.
I don't get the fundraising thing because I've read a number of the Freakonomics reports on that. There's a ceiling or a floor you need to reach on fundraising. After that, it doesn't really do you any good.
No.
And I think they're both there. They're raising so much money. I'm not sure that should motivate you to do anything, but
no. I think we ought to end the segment with a look back at our predictions of yesterday. Just give us 8 and 9 back to back, Sean. Thank you.
I'm predicting, and I don't want this to be true. It's going to be dull, and Biden is going to be fine, and the race is not going to change, which is bad news for Trump. I don't want that to be true, but that's what I suspect is going to be true. Then you got
Terry. So just for the record, Joe predicts major moment. Jack. No.
And I want to be wrong. I would click my heels and dance into the studio tomorrow if Biden pulls a Nadler on stage.
Put on your dancing shoes then.
Well, he didn't pull a Nadler on stage.
We were both right, though. It probably didn't change the race, and it was amazing.
It wasn't a moment. The whole thing was a moment.
Right.
It was a 90-minute moment.
Ooh,
a movement.
Too many moments.
The country took a movement.
Yeah, it certainly did.
Oh, boy. Uncomfortable.
Productive segment, wasn't it?
Mm. Armstrong and Getty.
Opinions are everywhere when you watch the news. But what about your opinion? Why can't you just get the facts to decide for yourself? News Nation is on every night, 8, 7 Central on WGN America. A nightly newscast in primetime that doesn't tell you what to think. 7 nights a week, News Nation will deliver you news, not talk. Facts, not opinions. Find your local channel by going to WGNAmerica.com. It's your news, your nation.
From acclaimed filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza, who brought you Obama's America, comes his most important film yet. Trump Card. America is at a crossroads. The Democratic Party's socialist agenda, led by Joe Biden, is threatening to take our freedoms away. In Trump Card, Dinesh digs deep to uncover why the threat of socialism is real, what's at stake if we let them win, and how we stop it. Trump Card. Only on demand starting October 9th. Rated PG-13.
For most folks, a comfortable retirement requires steady income. But many people wonder, how can I maintain income once I've stopped working? The Retirement Income Store may be the solution for you.
I'm David Scranton. During my career, I found that most baby boomers have done a great job growing their retirement savings, yet many don't know how to convert their savings into steady income. And that is why I built the Retirement Income Store, to help hardworking Americans preserve their assets and establish steady streams of income.
Call the Retirement Income Store at 866-976-9518 for your free retirement income kit with 5 educational tools, including David Scranton's Amazon best-selling book. Plus, you'll be invited to enjoy a free, no-obligation conversation with an income specialist. Call 866-976-9518. That's 866-976-9518.
The Retirement Income Store, where retirees go for income.
Online at theretirementincomestore.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
Local family business owner Mary Mooney was facing unfair government tariffs that would have been crushing to her family business and cost local workers their livelihoods. Mary called. I learned about her issue. We made a plan, got a solution, and protected her employees' jobs.
A trade dispute was going to raise our cost dramatically on one of our key ingredients. I have over 60 employees. Downsizing and letting them go was not an option for me or their families. I picked up the phone and I called Congressman Doug LaMalfa. He came right over and spent 2 hours listening and learning about our company and then went right to work and he got results. Thanks to Doug LaMalfa, instead of laying people off, we're expanding our family business.
As your representative, one of the most rewarding things I do is helping solve problems created by Washington bureaucrats. Stories like Mary Mooney's are proof we are making a difference. I'm Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message, paid for and authorized by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and 2 sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and 2 fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In September, we're talking to all your favorite archetypes. everyone from law enforcement to stage performers. And in October, we're celebrating Halloween all month long by looking at different literary monsters every episode.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book, now is the time to check us out. Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always write selfishly.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I'm Coyote Peterson, and I'm about to be bitten by the giant desert centipede.
Ah! 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 Oh my gosh, it's so much worse than a bullet ant sting!
It's a different pain than any sting I've taken. It's searing. It is absolutely searing. Oh, I'm sorry, I can't compose words right now, man.
Just cut the cameras. We gotta get the venom extracted. We gotta get the venom on my arm. Cut the cameras.
So we thought we'd take a little
clip from last night's debate, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Had a similar feel.
Yeah. Thought we'd take a little break from the debate with a guy who gets stung for a living. Just as a change of pace.
Allegedly makes $300,000 a month. From YouTube.
Being stung by things.
With his videos of getting stung painfully. A hell of a living.
That was quite something.
One is reminded of the world's most accurate documentary, Idiocracy, and the biggest hit show in America being Ow My Balls, in which a guy would take blows to his genitals over and over again. That was the number one show in America.
I heard a little bit of an interesting conversation about if The Rock would run for president. The movie Idiocracy, it seemed hilarious at the time and, you know, far-fetched. Now it seems perfectly possible. In the movie Idiocracy, a pro wrestler is president. And it's like, oh, ha, ha, ha. But
what's his name? Optimus Prime or something like that?
In Idiocracy? I think that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But I was listening to a couple of serious pundits discuss the popularity of The Rock and how we're in a time where he could easily become president.
Yeah.
Our old boss Dave Sniff, one time when I was with him on his boat a while back, he said, what if Tom Hanks ran or Oprah? Who would stop them from being president?
Right.
How would they not end up president?
President Dwayne Elizondo Mountain Dew Camacho.
That's right. I'm thinking of something else.
Mountain Dew Camacho.
He was a former pro wrestler and a porn star.
That sounds about right.
You take somebody who's got, especially after last night, by the way, you take somebody who's more or less beloved by America, Tom Hanks, Oprah Winfrey, The Rock.
Right.
The Rock is probably the best example right now because he's so much younger.
He's a pretty bright guy.
And he'd have more of the younger crowd.
Yeah. He just endorsed Biden to the shock and horror of many of his fans, but anyway.
Right, but so the comment has always been, well, as soon as you start taking stands on positions, then, you know, people start to peel away. You don't have to anymore. If Joe Biden can stand up there last night and say, now that'd be a distraction, whether or not I'm in favor of packing the Supreme Court, even though my party says that's what they're going to do. He's not going to answer that question.
Right.
Tom Hanks, Oprah, The Rock could do the same thing. You just smile and you're likable. And people already have a positive feeling about you. Somebody like that, like the movie Idiocracy showed, somebody like that's going to be president in a couple cycles.
Mm.
Just completely the empty vessel.
Yes.
Not similar to or...
Well, I know some of you are yelling, wait, Trump is that guy. Although Trump out and proud with specific beliefs about trade policy.
He took hard stance. Trade
the
was...
The military and the rest.
Trade stance is anathema to Republican orthodoxy.
Right.
The immigration stuff, very controversial.
Right.
Now, I'm talking about people that take no stance really on anything.
Right. Go with the full. That's a distraction. The important thing is to vote.
Just kind of vague. Everybody needs to be taken care of and happy.
We need equality and freedom and good things to happen.
We need to come together. Come together. You remember what this country used to be like when we were all together? We're going to be together again. Vote The Rock.
What do you think about confronting China in the South China Sea? Listen, that's a distraction. We need to concentrate on getting out to vote.
That's exactly.
A ridiculous answer.
I think we're just a cycle or two away from that happening.
Oh, boy. Surely the pendulum is at the outer edge of its swing. There's probably a technical term for that, but
I think you'd want to run as a Republican, though. Because you'll get the Democrats anyway.
As what, a movie star?
As a young movie star.
Okay. How
I think
young?
You'll get the Democrats anyway. Anything under, well, the current bar is 75.
Well, 75 to 78.
So anything under 50. You get the Democrats anyway, and because we all vote for our team, all the Republicans will vote for you, because I have to, because you're a Republican.
Right.
The same way would work on the Democrats. I'm not claiming that's a one-sided thing. We just all vote, we all support our team, no matter what.
Well, for reasonable reasons, really. It's about policy.
Yeah.
Until it's not about policy
I don't know what
anymore.
Oprah's policy is, or The Rock's, or Tom Hanks, but it doesn't matter. Of course, the question is, why would they want to do that? Tom Hanks would think, why do I want to become president? I'm not going to take any stands on anything just so I can say I was president once? I mean, what's
job
the point of this?
Awful to me.
I have a better house.
Yeah, I can't take the cut in pay. Boy. Well, give me clip 15.
The debate obviously was a debacle. This is an act of violence against the institution of the presidential debates.
Well, you see, the only problem I have with the media saying that is like I've been repeating all day. You've been building that for years.
Yeah.
You take the stupid zinger that doesn't mean anything and elevate it to the knockout blow. You built this. You created this monster. Acting like you're no Jack Kennedy was something important. It's nothing.
Right.
It didn't mean anything.
Right. And we've gone from you're no Jack Kennedy being devastating to you're the worst president America's ever had.
The biggest moment in debate history was George Bush looked at his watch during a town hall. Ooh! That seems pretty silly now, doesn't it? So he looked at his watch and came off as callous and uncaring. Then we had last night. We're like one cycle away from one guy walking over and urinating on the podium to mark his territory.
Oh, gross.
Watch me.
Hey, let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew. Michelangelo pressing the buttons in the control room. Michael!
Yeah, the second debate, there will be profane insults. The third debate, a physical fight. And at some point, a moderator will be frustrated to the point of tears.
Could be soon. Positive Sean keeping all these tapes straight, all these recordings with Hanson. Your final thought?
Yeah, one of the more confounding things about Trump is that if you care about an issue, one of the worst things that can happen is he takes up that issue just because he seems uninterested or incapable of making even the most entry-level arguments in favor of them.
Well, that's uncharitable. I think sometimes he could do a little better, but he did pretty well last night at times. Jack, a final thought?
We get the government we deserve, and I'm not going to claim that I don't play into this also, but when we retweet hot takes and mean stuff and elevate all that, what do you expect the politics is going to turn into if we act like this in social media and radio and television?
My final thought is I find myself physically and emotionally exhausted by the debate and the aftermath. I'm so glad there will be a couple of weeks before the next one. I realize the Veeps are going to square off, but nobody cares. Probably. 1 in 8 chance something significant happens. Because Kamala's no good. She's bad. She couldn't even make it to Iowa.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling 4-hour workday.
So many people to thank, so little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. All of our podcasts are downloadable there. We have links to the videos and stories and whatnot. And you can email us, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. But yeah, if you ever miss a segment of the show, just go to the website and download that segment, armstrongandgetty.com.
Follow us on the Twitter. Remember to hit follow on there, huh? I just would like a bigger number for my own ego.
Oh.
Huh?
That's sad.
See you tomorrow. God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say what that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That sucks.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good.
And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard words.
It's over for me.
Adios.
mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
Clearly, this was the most chaotic presidential debate.
Because that was horrific.
It was an absolute disgrace.
That was a show.
Would you shut up, man?
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.